On Tuesday, July 16th, the Eureka City Council held its second hearing on adopting amendments to its ranked choice voting and heard from its Department of Recreation about the citywide Come Out and Play Day coming up on Saturday, July 27th. On July 27th, Eureka will hold its 10th annual Come Out and Play Day, which features a large variety of recreational activities for people of all ages. Recreation Supervisor Jim Thomas and Community Services Coordinator Catherine Cunningham gave a presentation to the council on the events that are planned.
So we'll start with at Sequoia Park here. We have yoga in the park starting at 11 to noon. We have Zumba in the park from noon to 1. We have Humboldt Bay Fire with a slip and slide from 1 to 4. We have Nanny Nature A-OK, the Wizards of Play, from 1 to 4, doing juggling, fun games, and different parachute activities. And forgot to mention at the beginning, all of these activities are free. We'll be fishing at the Sequoia Park Duck Pond with for freshly stocked rainbow trout. We'll have different loaner reels available for people if they don't have their own reels, so come on down and do that. We have the Family Olympics from 2 to 4 with prizes. We'll have different informational tables and games and activities from noon to 4 with Black Humboldt, Queer Humboldt, Central Del Pueblo, Hambro, Humboldt Waste Management, T180 Health and Wellness, and food and drinks from Humboldt Bay Burgers and Mermaid Treasures Shaved Ice. And then for a nightcap at the park, we will have a movie at 8:30, and we put a vote out to the public, and Sandlot was the winner, so we'll get to watch that.
Okay, over at the Sequoia Park Zoo, kids 12 and under are going to be able to get in free with a paying adult from noon to 4. We will have our skateboard competition over at Cooper Gulch Park from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and admission to the Clark Museum will be free from noon to 5, as well as the Discovery Museum from 10 to 4 p.m. Admission will also be free. And over at Clara Mae Berry Park, over near the library, we will have activities from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And then you can head down to the waterfront to join Pacific Outfitters for kayak demos and different hiking and backpacking demos. That'll start at 10 a.m. and go till 4 at the Bonnie Gould Dock. And Humboldt Kiters will be at Halverson Park from 11 to 4 p.m. The first 100 in attendance will get a free kite to decorate and give a test fly. And then continuing the partnership with the Mattaquette this year again, there will be free rides for all ages, 10 a.m., 11:30, noon, and 12:30, and it will be first come, first serve.
We'll have radio-controlled cars over at Hammond Park from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and home plate batting cages at Redwood Acres will be free from noon to 5 p.m. And kids will golf free at the Eureka Municipal Golf Course with a paying adult from noon to 4. We'll have a long drive contest and a putting contest.
And this event can't happen without outstanding community partners that are willing to donate their time and resources. So on behalf of the Recreation Division and just the whole city of Eureka, we really wanted to thank all these organizations and groups.
The council held a second reading of changes to its ordinance on ranked choice voting in city elections. The ordinance was adopted in 2022, but the first election in which it will be used is coming up in November. The council had received an email from Californians for Electoral Reform that advocates for the adoption of ranked choice voting across the state of California. Their email suggested the city's amendments to this ordinance are still too vague. Via Zoom, Steve Chesser of Californians for Electoral Reform said,
"The most important change has to do with the suggestions to the tabulation section, especially the part about exhausted ballots. Getting the tabulation language correct is extremely important so that the registrar knows what settings to use with the voting equipment. Any ambiguity that isn't noticed until a few weeks before election night would be very embarrassing. Stephen and I want Eureka's first ranked choice voting election to be successful, just as I know you and your staff do. Your staff is well-meaning and doing the best that they can, but they are not experts in this area. I did send them a model ordinance 2 weeks ago, based on what San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley, and San Leandro have in their implementing language. And it would be a whole lot simpler if you just adopted that language. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much."
However, Eureka City Attorney Luna said it is too late to consider these changes. City Council Member Mario Fernandez asked,
"Council Member Fernandez, referring to the email that in item 3, they list recommending eliminating items 5 and 6 under their general provisions that they listed. It's 37.21. Would that be a major revision that you would see as not wanting to handle tonight then, but maybe at a future date perhaps?
Attorney Luna responded.
Yes, I would agree with that assessment. Okay. The removal of items 5 and 6 would potentially fundamentally change the ordinance as introduced, and I am not advising it tonight.
Okay.
The council adopted the ordinance without further discussion.
I'll make the motion to waive full reading, read by title only, and adopt bill number 1036-CS, an ordinance of the City of Eureka amending sections 37.20, 37.21, and 37.23 of chapter 37 of the Eureka Municipal Code, ranked choice voting for the offices of mayor and city council.
I'll second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Please vote.
Councilmember Fernandez voted no. 4 yes votes. Motion carries.
During public comment, the council heard complaints about their projects that will take parking away from the small independent businesses in Old Town. One of the speakers reminded voters that the matter is on the ballot for Eureka residents in November.
I also want to encourage everyone watching and listening to take notice on this issue as it will impact the future of Eureka. Without these jobs and businesses, our local economy will be devastated. That's why I am also supporting Measure F on the November ballot. It brings a sensible solution to these issues.
This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.